Gizbar Hamesuris Loy Avne Binyan Askinan. A Gizbar means he's the one that takes care of Hegdish. The Gizbar means he's the Gabai. He's Hegdish is Gabai. There's an Inyan of the base of Migdish, whatever, it's Hegdish, and there's the Gabai, somebody taking care of it. So the Mal, the stones, whoever's Makdish, a stone to Hegdish, gives it over to the Gabai, and by the Gabai, his Rishus is Rishus of Hegdish. So we're talking about now the Gabai himself. So if the Gabai himself, the Gizbar himself, takes the one that in charge of managing Hegdish, if the manager himself takes the stone, so when he uses it for himself, there's no Hoytzor, because his Rishus is Hegdish's Rishus. Like he's the manager of Hegdish. So Kolzman is using it for himself. There's no Isamila. You didn't take it away from Hegdish for your own use, because your own use is also Hegdish's use. You're the manager of Hegdish. The Gizbar Amasuras Loi Avne Vinyaskinan. The Cholhecha demands Rishusa. Kolzman, these stones are in his Rishus and the manager's Rishus. The Day Manche. It's in his own Rishus, like he's not being Meitzi to Hegdish Lechulin. Mashenka, when he gives it away to his friend, then he's taking it away from one Rishus to another Rishus. That's called Hoytzor. Then he's over the Yisamila. Rashi says, Techolecha the Mancha, Afilo Mekamayach, even before this, before he picked it up to use the stone, Rishus the Mancha, this stone was in the manager's Rishus, so it was in your property before also. Hilkach, Kokam, Shenotla, Lashni Amidi. Cause the man just you yourself pick it up, you're not changing anything here. The tapik miyodet Hegdish. To say that by you using it, it seems like you're taking it away from Hegdish into your own Rishus that you don't have here. Because your Rishus is the Hegdish's Rishus. So therefore the Gizbar himself can't be over the Yisamila. When is he over though? Only when he gives it away to somebody else. So therefore the price is also very good. There's no kasha here. So what says Elam is safer? You know what's bothering us? The safer of this halacha. It says like this. Bono b'tech beisai. You took this stone or you took this beam and you built it into your house. You used it part of your roof. Harezel le'mol. You're still not over the Yisamila. Achiyidu tachteo b'sheva pruto. Unless you live under that roof, you live in the house and have enjoyment from the house worth the sheva pruto, then you're over the Yisamila. But just by putting it into your house, you're not over an Yisamila yet. So Kashu is why, Michti, let's see. Shinuya Shniye, the guy changed it. Before it was a beam, and now it's part of the house. Before it was a stone, now it's part of the house. If so, you made a shinui, you changed it. Mali dar, mali loy dar. What's the difference if you lived there or you didn't live there? The Ma'asalam al Hegdish is that the Yisamil is, you're taking it away from Hegdish. You made a change. So here also you changed it. So Rashi Shinuya Shniye. Kishakovu bebinyan, when you put it into the wall, into the building, ukiniya bishinui, you are kainir it bishinui, it becomes yours. Shemesasmo bekoivra, you like cemented in this part of the house. So it's no more brick, now it's a wall of the house. It's called the shinui, you made a change involved. Since you change it around, it becomes yours, you're kainir it. So that's called oitzor, mishus hegdish. You took it away from hegdish, and you made it yours now. So why aren't you over the Yisamila even without living there? So that's the Chiddush. Hainu kahor matluyim asara. That's what the Mishnah means. It's like a mountain hanging by hairs. But the more again, no, what's so shmer about this? Oh, my kusha, what's bothering you? Dilma k'de Rav. Maybe it also goes like Rav Zalocha. To Yoma Rav, Rav says like this. Tegoin shenicha piaruba. You know what you did here? You didn't cement this beam or the brick into the wall. You put it on top of the window. That's all. It's there. You can take it away also. You're just putting it down on top of the window. So therefore, e dar bay in. If you live there, have enjoyment from it. It's called you having enjoyment from Hegdish. You're over the Yisamila. But e loy dar bay loy. But if you don't live there, you don't have enjoyment from it. Just from the fact that you put it on top of the window, you're not kainah. You didn't make a shinu yet. Rashi says, Shenichwa Piaruba, Lipka Lapake Karuba, you have a window, and you want to use a stoplight to close up the window. The whole shaw shayirtsa nightla vulashni amidi. So all you did with this brick is you put it into the window, and whenever you want, you take it away. So the brick itself wasn't changed. It's the same brick you had before. So you're not kind of the brick with shinui. No, so why is there an Isamila? Only if you have enjoyment from it. So when you live in the house worth the Sheva Pruto, it's called you had enjoyment from the brick, you're over the Yisamila. But before you live there, there's no Hanor, there's no enjoyment, you're not over the Yisamila. So Gemara again was shver, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Elo the Gemara says, liyolam the kederava. The going according to Rava. Or the kakashaloch, midi di evi amoitzi moyes hegish to chulin. It's the same halacha like being moitzi moyes lechulin. And Rashi the kederava means, niska malabayis. In the case before, when the balabas first made a shliach to take his money, and then the balabas realized that the money is hegdish, so he said the balabas annuls the shliach, there's no more shlichus, so now the shliach himself is chayiv, so that's a chiddush. Before we said no, what's the chiddush? He's a shaygig like any other shaygig. So what's the chiddush over here? The Gemara says no. Hosa made the idea the gezuzi the hegdish. He boiled le yunei. Hocha mi yodei. A regular case is, you know in your house, you have Hegdish's money. Just you thought it was in this pocket, and not in the other pocket. And by mistake, you took it out from the wrong pocket. That's called the shaygig. A shaygig means it's your fault, you should have known better. You should have checked into it better. You know in your house you have some Hegdish. So even though the money you took, you're taking now, you think, Taka, that's really your money. You don't think this Hegdish is money. But it's called a shaygig, you're doing an Avera, because you should have checked into it better, because you know you have Hegdish's money. But over here, the Shliach, what happened? The Balabas told the Shliach, do me a favor, take my money off my chest. So the Shliach doesn't have to know that there's Hegdish there at all. Because Ramesh came out like an honest. So since he doesn't have to know, he's not shulding at all, I would think there's no istamila. Kamashkma, no, still he's chayiv, still there's an istamila. Hesosva made the idea, the Balabas himself knows that he has some hegdish. Tika zuzid hegdish, he bought a leyune. He should have checked it out well. And if he didn't check it out well, he's chayiv. For hocha miyoda, he doesn't know. And hainu karor matluyim asara. This chidish, that the shliach that does not know the Balabas has hegdish at all, went and took the Hegdish to say that he's chayiv, that's a tremendous chiddush. That doesn't say anywhere, that's karor matluy mesara. Right then it says, mikra muet vilchas merubis, that these things have small psukim, but a lot of halachas. Tono, negoyim v'yoholos, the halachas of negoyim, when you have a nega, plague in the house on your body, v'yoholos, tilchas tumas oil, when you have an oil of remes, mikra muet v'halachas merubis. The psukim say a little bit, but there are tremendous amount of halachas learned out from those psukim. Negoyim, mikra muet, for the Gemara, negoyim mikra muet, negoyim mikra rubu. There's old pasha of tzad, there's a lot of psukim in the Torah that talks about the pasha of negoyim. So what do you mean a small psukim? Of rapot lachikrema, negoyim mikra merubois, v'halachas mut, it's just the opposite. Negoyim talk has a lot of psukim in the Torah, but they're not that many chedushim. A whole list, the halach, the halach of oil over a mace, mikra muet, there's a small psukim about it in the Torah. The halachas merubais, but the halach halachas about it. For the Gemara, my naskimina, what's the difference? He mistakul chamusa, but the goyim, I am bikroi. If you have a sofik in halach, you know, the goyim, look in the psukim, because there are a lot of psukim, the psukim explain it very well in the chumash. If you mistakul chamusa, but if you have a doubt, halach, and again, it's halach. If you have an oil over the mace, if you want to know if there's too much mace or not, I am a masnissen. Then you have to learn the mishnahs in mesecht oilus. There's a big mesecht oilus, a lot of mishnahs, mesecht oilus. In other words, don't look in the chumash. Chumash won't help you out too much. The psukim and the chumash are very small. The halachas are all bar pair, you have to learn the mishnah. So that's not kamina. Hilchos negoyim, the Torah says it very well. Look into the psukim, you'll understand it. But hilchos oilus, that you have to learn the mishnahs. Fight the dinim, the lochas of mishpat of bezdin, michtak sivra, the Torah says all hilchos mishpat, full of psukim about it. Rashi says, mefuroshin yofe, umasnis and katorni yeshtam simicha mash mishenim mefuroshim, like you can't go stam a portion of dinim that we have in the bezdin. So the Gemara said, lo nitzrucho ala look at the Rebbe, goes according to Rebbe Shita. Tetanya, we learn like this, Rebbe Yoim, Rebbe says, when the posuk says, nefesh tachas nefesh, it means moment. You only have to pay money. It's talking about here in a case where two people are fighting and a pregnant lady is nearby, and by mistake, instead of hitting his other person, he hits the pregnant lady and he kills her. So Rebbe Shita is that since you were not in the scavin to kill her, the halacha is your potter from Misa, but you have to pay money, you have to pay the Meisha, how much she is worth, you have to pay to a Yoshim.
Just as Rashi says, nefesh tachas nefesh mamin. It means the money, the amount of her, the amount of the isha, how much she sold for a shivcha, that's how much you have to pay. So Mer says, atuay ma mamin, Rebbe, you say it means money, or enu elo nefesh mamish, meg besat yechachomim shita, that niskavon horeg zev, horeg ezeh, yitak achayiv nisa, and the mamish get killed. Ayanimala nefesh mamish. Sumer says no. Rebbe holds nemru nesina lamato, for nemru nesina lamala. It says the word nesina on the bottom. It says nesina lamala on top. Mala halamamin, afkan mamin. Just like over there, it means clearly money. Here also, it means clearly money. Rashi says it says nesina lamala linyan demev lodis. Tichsiv nosam bechlinam. In the case, well, let's say you did not kill the isha, just she loses the vlad. So in such a case, you have to pay the mehavlad. You have to pay it to the husband. So just like over there, it's talking about paying money. But in the ratio, when it says nofesh, tachas nofesh, it also means paying money. So this chiddush does not say clearly in the Torah, because the Torah says really nofesh, tachas nefesh, you would think it means to get killed. So the chiddush is, according to Rebbe, it does not mean misa, but instead it means mamin. This does not say clearly in the Torah. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, next one is Avoidos. And Daf Yud Aleph from Aleph. The bottom of the Gemara says Avoidos. That the Mishnah said also these were things that doesn't say too much in the Torah. So Gemara says Michta Ksivan, like what Shikasha. The Indian to bring Kabonis, the Avoidah by the Kabonis. The Torah talks about a Barichis, the whole Bayikra talks about Kabonis. So Gemara says Lo Nitzrucho Elo Lohilochas Adam. The Alocha, the Avoidah of carrying the Dam. We know there are four Avoidos by the Kabonis. That's the Shchita, the Kabbalah Saddam, to receive the Dam, and then the Alocha Saddam, carrying it to the Mizbeach, and then the Zrika Saddam. So Alocha of Alocha Saddam, that's the Chiddush. That is called an Avodah of carrying the blood from the Mokum where you made the Kabbalah to the Mizbeach. The Tanya would learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'hikrivu, you should bring it close. Zu Kabbalah Saddam. That's talking about the Kabbalah Saddam. Even though really the word V'hikrivu means bringing it close, should mean halacha carrying it towards the Mizbech, but we say no, it says this word vekrivu right after the Shechita, and we know right after you make the Shechita, the next thing you have to do is to make a Kabbalah. You have to receive the Dam in a Kli. After the Shechita, you take your Mizrach, you take the Kli, and you receive the blood, and then first you make the halacha. So the Pasuk says halacha vekrivu right after Shechita. So it actually means zu Kabbalah Saddam. Now, the Avkar Achmona B'loshin Alocha, the Torah says this Avodah of Kabbalah Saddam with a Loshin of Ikrivu, which really means a Loshin Alocha of carrying it. The Pasuk says, by the Evorim, by the pieces of the meat, it says, V'hikriv HaKoyin Es HaKoyl, the Koyin should carry all the pieces of meat to the Mizbeach, then V'hikter HaMizbeach, and then you burn it on top of the Mizbeach. The Yom HaMah, we learned over there, that Zu HaLochas Evorim Lekevis. This pasuk of Vehikriv HaKoyin is talking about carrying the pieces of the meat of the korban to the kevis, to the plank going up the Mizbeach. So you see what? That the word Vehikrivu really goes on HaLocha. Like it says here, Vehikrivu HaKoyin Es HaKoyl means carrying the Evorim, the pieces of the meat, to the Mizbeach. So before, by Yikra Aleph, when it says Loshen Vikrivu, really it means a Loshen of carrying. We say, no, it means a Loshen of Kabbalah Saddam. That right after Shechita, it says Loshen Vikrivu, Zu Kabbalah Saddam. So how come the Torah calls this Avodah of receiving the blood with a Loshen of Vikrivu, of a Loshen of carrying it? Lemeim to teach us, Tohoi Locha Loitivka Mechlal Kabbalah. That the Avodah of Halacha, of carrying this Dam towards the Mizbeach, has the same halacha like the avoid of Kabbalah. Like that we understand, Kabbalah Saddam, that's Nikar Avoidah. Like you can't have a korban without it. Like the three avoidas we understand. Shechita, you have to first shech the animal. That's called an avoidah. An avoidah makes an afkamina, the kohanim can think about pigle. Let's say a kohen, while he's doing the avoidah, if he has the wrong things in his mind, he could pass on the korban. He can make pigle. He could have in mind, b'shash he's doing the shechita, he's going to burn the dam, burn the avorim the wrong time. Shleib is manoi, shleib im koimoi, they're absulim. When do you have these machshavas that pass on the korban? B'shas the avoida. So we understand shechita is called an avoida. It has to be. Kabbalah Saddam is called an avoida. It has to be. The dam is only kosher if you kabbal it in a klik shoras in a mizrak. And the fourth avoida of zrika, taking the blood and throwing it on the mizbeach, that's shechita, that's nikar avoida of kapura. So those three avoidas we understand. B'yad avoida of halacha, that means if you made the shechita away from the mizbeach, and you receive the dam right over there, so you have to take this mizrach to clean out with the blood and carry it towards the mizbeach. So you may think that's not called the real avoida, because you could do without it. If you wanted to, you could have taken the animal when it was alive and made the shechita right next to the mizbeach. So since you now made the shechita far away, maybe the aloch is not called an important avoida, that if the kohen thinks during the aloch of a machshavas psul doesn't pass on the korban, k'mashmala no, that aloch has the same aloch like a kabbalah. Just like kabbalah saddam is a ikar avoida, and the machshava passes then, who are the mishas aloch also was called an ikar avoida, and the machshava passes. So this chiddush that halacha is the chlal kabbalah doesn't say beferish in the Torah. That's called limud, and we have to learn it out from. But then the Mishnah says to Hyrus, halacha when you could become tor is also a chiddush. Not everything says in the Torah. It's also called the Mishnah says yesh be mamash yismachu. There's a little asmachta, a little pasuk from the Torah, but it doesn't say too clearly all the halachas. For the Gemara, michtag ksivan. The Torah says a lot about Tyra. You go to the mikvah, it says a lot of different lochas about how you become Tor. So why does it mean Tyra is only a smachta? So where it says, l'nitzrucho ala l'shir mikvah. So the locha, how big, how much water you have to have in the mikvah, that doesn't say clearly, that's only like an asmachta. Almash lismachum. To like Sivan, doesn't say clearly. The Tanya would learn like this. The Pasuk says, the rochats es besara b'mayim. So we dashin the name Baruchet is Basara Bamayim Bamei Mikvah. So as Kol Basaroi, what does it mean as Kol Basaroi? We dashin means Mayim Shakol Gufa Olobhen. You have to have enough water in the mikvah that the whole body should go into it. The Kamhain, how much water is there that a person's body could go into? Amor Alamo Barum Sholashamis. That a person is considered an amma wide and 3 amas long, so that's the shear of water you have to have in the mikvah. The shear chacham nacham told us may mikvah boyim so. In how much water you have to have in the mikvah to be kosher, at least 40 so. So this halacha doesn't say clearly in the Torah. It's only called amal lismachu. It's a kmasa smachta. From here we learn out that you have to have water that your whole body goes into, and that's not boyim so. Right, and then the Mishnah says Tumeus. The halacha's tuma also is only al malismuchu. It says a little bit in the Torah. For the Gemara Michton Sivan, there's a whole pashas about tuma. What's matamiyu tuma sameis tuma sheretz? All the halacha say in the Torah. So the Gemara says la nitzuchu ela lechadosha min asheretz. The halacha, if you have a sheretz, a dead sheretz, that's an avat tuma. If you touch it, matamiyu, how much of the sheretz do you have to have? Even the size of a lentil. The size of the chadosha is metama. The like Siva, this chizah doesn't say in the Torah clearly. The Tanya we learned. The pasuk says bohem. That means kolam negei bohem. Whoever touches them is tamei. So yochel b'kulin. I would think only if you touch a complete sheretz are you tamei. Talmud loyma mehem. No, another pasuk says kol asher yipol olav mehem b'moisem yitnu. Anything that falls on you from them is tamei. Mehem is mashma, even a part, not the whole thing. If so, yochel the miksosan, maybe even a part, a half of a sheretz touches you, it's metame you. Talmud loyma behem, the pasuk says behem, mashmi have to have the whole thing. Haketzer, how do you have it? Like what the shear? How much of a sheretz do you have to touch to be metame you? So Gemara says, ach yegiya be miksosoi shukakulei. True, it's enough to touch a miksas, a part of the sheretz, but that part has to be big enough like a whole sheretz. And what does that mean? Shiur chachom and the chadosha. The smallest shear is the shear of a lentil. If you have the size of a chadosha, that's metamiyu. Why? Shekein chaymit, that's a type of a sheretz. This chaymit, the Rashi says, Oimrani shumin sheretz. It's a type of a sheretz, shekeren limga. So this small sheretz, tchilosa and the chadosha. When it's first born, it's the size of a lentil. So the kids, since there is a small sheretz this size,
Even now, when you touch a big sheretz, you don't have to have the whole sheretz. It's enough even if you touch a part of it, as long as that part is the size of a chadosha, of a lentil. Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehuda in there, kizon of hato. No, you have to have the size of the tail of a lizard. Kizon of hato, that's like the smaller sheretz. So Rashi says, kizon of hato, the fish mafaches le'achas nechtecho. Even if you cut the tail off the lizard, still the tail moves around. Vainu miksosoi, that's called lirubish rukukuloi sheish pachis. It has some life to it. So if you touch a sheretz the size of the tail of a lizard, that's how much the amount of a sheretz you have to touch in order to be metamiyu. Which doesn't say clearly in the Torah, these are drushes, that's called the Mishnah means yesh le'amisha yismichu. Then arroyis, the Mishnah also says the parshas of arroyis, for the Gemara, michtoin ksivin, there's no vayikra kadoshim, talks about all the arroyis, the ladies that are rustled to you to marry, you can't live with them. So what do you mean it's only yesh, I mean lismichu, there's a little bit in the Torah, the Torah speaks about it clearly. So Marin says, la'nitzvichu. In other words, when the Mishnah says these cases, it doesn't mean the whole parsha of arroyis, the whole parsha of tumah. Just means to say there's one case in each one of these things that doesn't say clearly in the Torah. We learn it out from drushes. So what's the one thing by arroyis? The Mishnah says, la'nitzvichu.